Guten Abend, and welcome to OK Got It Episode 2. I'm your host, Amrit Wanasundara, and I am a service engineer who's been at Rotoris for about 4 or 5 months now. And I'm joined by the knowledge of facts and general messaging services here at Rotoris, Marcus Jonker. Marcus, thank you for joining. How's it going?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Doing well, yes. So you're generally the guy we go to for any kind of question we have regarding facts. You've probably been here one of the longest of any of our employees. So I actually want to start with a question for you, which I learned recently. I just want to test your knowledge. Is that okay?
Go ahead.
Beautiful, yes. So what is our outbound capacity in pages per hour for fax? What is the rough number? So in pages per hour, how many faxes can we send? What would you say?
I think we have many thousand channels, of course, yes, across the globe. Each channel, in essence, can send a fax or receive a fax at a particular time.
Yeah, but just give me one number.
I'm trying to figure it out. You got me off guard. We're always increasing it, mm-hmm. and of course, we've recently added more capabilities there. Mm-hmm. Trying to figure out. So it's let's say 5,000. I'd probably say half a million.
Per hour.
And you would be correct.
I mean, that, again, I just learned this. I was quizzed on this as well, and I said 500,000 because that was a lucky guess. I didn't know that there was any calculation behind it. So, all right, perfect. So I think this segues beautifully into some of the questions we have today, which is, in general, fax is an established service, and Rotoris also works with different kinds of messaging services that are also very well established. So how do we future-proof the messaging services for organizations? What are some of the things that we can do for these organizations?
Well, I mean, of course, the first instance is we offer a digital fax solution. So that is fax in the, what are we now, the 21st century. yes. And then, of course, we can add on top of that, various conversion metadata extraction mechanisms. We can do OCR barcode recognition. We can extract that information, provide it to our customers so they can do automatic routing based on it. Their documents are searchable. Mm-hmm. So already within that aspect, even with more traditional technologies, we can already bring fax into today's age.
Yes.
Sort of add modern capabilities to a very traditional, originally analog paper-based communication method. Of course, now with AI tools, IDP, etc., we can even take that a step further. If you receive your orders via fax, mm-hmm. we have solutions that basically the faxes can go directly from reception into your ERP system.
Okay, so generally it's all about taking the messaging service that's already there and making it for the digital age. That's basically what we're trying to do. So in your opinion, because I'm part of the generation that made fun of fax because we always saw it as like an old service, really. So what is the biggest change in your mind that makes fax a more digital, more usable service today? Is it the OCR? Is it the making it from on-prem to cloud? What are some of the things that really make it stand out?
Well, I mean, let's be honest. There's a lot of customers that are, or not customers, users, fax users that are still mm-hmm. using a traditional fax device, even if it's a multifunction device. Mm-hmm. So that's paper-based. That is, of course, sort of counterproductive to modern processing, data storage, etc. Mm-hmm. So just the fact bringing it digital, running it in a cloud, so you don't even have to the on-premise needs, is already the first step, the foundation to then do even more. On that foundation, you can optionally do OCR barcode recognition. Mm-hmm. On top of that, you can then do AI for automatic ingest.
Okay. And then would it also make sense, because we do serve, you know, there is SMS, there is email, could you make like hybrid environments, and would that also help make it more modern and more usable for people today? Or do you think that it's better to kind of keep them separate and allow for each service to shine on their own?
Not at all. I mean, we have a broad portfolio of messaging services. They include SMS, email, transactional email, EDI. So whatever is the best mix and whatever suits your needs as maybe your methods of communicating with your business partners change or for the communication methods with of our customers change, we can grow with that. And it's not just sort of simple, for example, SMS or simple email. It's also, secure email with sort of like a web-based portal. It could be signatures. It could be password protected with providing a password via SMS. So there's a whole mix there that we've got. And depending on where you're at or what process you're using, are you communicating with business partners that have a fax device and that's the accepted way of communicating? We offer that. You want to start communicating with end customers that via SMS or via email, we've got that. Do you want to move some of your communication methods for your business partners from fax to maybe like a secure email? We've got that. So I think that's the beauty. We are a messaging company, and we don't just do fax. We do the breadth of the modern messaging technologies.
And is there anything that we haven't discussed that maybe you've thought about as some way to move our services forward that may not be implemented, but maybe something we'd want to look for in the future, or something that you may see as a potential good idea for the next generation, say, of faxing and messaging services?
I think at the moment, of course, a lot will be going to email, and in one aspect. Another interesting aspect, of course, is SMS, and then its newer, sort of say, descendant RCS. Those are options to look into, depending on, again, what you're doing, your audience. And of course, taking advantage of modern technology, using these communication methods in a digital manner. Using adding AI automation, so it's both finding the right mix, finding the right channel, but also taking advantage of technology to add value to the messaging that you're using.
And so we've really looked at it now from the Rhetoris perspective, like what we can provide to a customer. So now let's look at the customer client side. So what can a customer or client do to get the most out of the messaging channels that we provide today? What are some things that they can do?
Well, I'm always a preference for, of course, APIs and direct integration into your into the customer's backend applications. I think that's the big step, and we offer that both on the outbound side. So if you want to send something as well as inbound, what's also very interesting in the case of many of our services, we offer a templating language where you can generate the entire fax, the entire email based on variables in a pre-designed marketing approved or a corporate image approved template. So literally in the case of fax, you could generate the entire fax with a very powerful templating language using it as a form designer. So that's one of some of the options that we offer. We're of course with our REST APIs that sort of fulfill modern expectations with the documentation open APIs. You can integrate themselves into your sort of ecosystem. But of course, if you're using something like SAP or Salesforce, we also provide connectors for those. And you can use those connectors that we provide because of course they give you that head start to integrate our services into those SaaS solutions.
And I guess adding on to the idea of continuous development is that with regard to SAP, we were initially using RFC and BCS MTP and all those things. And now we have the Cloud Fax connector. So these are new ways to connect and probably make the whole system more efficient. Is that, do I have that correct? Or is that something that's a bit more, a bit misunderstood on that
To
front?
be honest, they're both great integrations into our cloud. So from our perspective, they're both very efficient. I think the benefit is whether you're still using an on-prem NetWeaver, you can continue to use the well-established full capable BCCon RFC connection. But if you then move into SAP HANA Cloud, maybe. You can, of course, continue to use Rhetoris for your messaging needs, integrating us into your processes using SAP BTP, for example. So it doesn't matter. They're both, in essence, from a sending perspective, they use the same Retaros messaging cloud services, regardless of how they come in and how we return the status.
Beautiful. Okay, I think I got it. If you enjoyed what you watched, please like, comment, subscribe. I cannot believe I'm saying this because I never thought I would. But yeah, I guess I'm a podcaster now. So I have to say, like, comment, subscribe. Thank you very much. And look forward to OK Got It episode 3. All right. Thank you very much.